This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for that. We're going to get right to our talk radio town hall once weekly, an hour, with United States Senator Kevin Cramer, junior senator from the great state of North Dakota. Your calls, your questions, comments at 800-228-0550 are welcome. You can also text Todd the Radio God Mitchell at 228-0560-6853. I'm at 367-2054. Either one of us. Better Todd, because he will make sure we both see it, and we get your question to Senator Kevin Cramer. We also have a line you can call where you just leave a message and your question is in. That's where the MyPillow prizes are going today. Two for the 20-somethings today. We'd love a 20-something question. Meaning if you're in the 20s.
Yeah, not 20 questions.
Because all of the things that are being done in Congress right now are both going to impact you. The Biden debt, the Biden trillions, the Biden spending, you own it. We'll be dead and buried before the real effect of that will be there. So we want you engaged in this, and that's 855-200-1776. It gives you options there to talk live, but you'll wait a bit if you want to just push record, you can leave your message, and that's where you'll be in for the prize, because we'll have your telephone number right there, automatically. 855-200-1776. In Washington, D.C. today, Senator Kevin Cramer. Welcome back, sir.
I was in Bismarck, rather than Washington, D.C., but nonetheless, here I am, and we'll be through the weekend and into next week, I'm sure, but that's okay. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, so votes mainly on the infrastructure package consuming the weekend?
Hopefully they are. The challenge now, you guys, and I know people just love hearing about the complications of Senate procedures, but we spent all day yesterday not voting, but rather negotiating how many votes we're going to take. Well, we could have been voting and negotiating, but anyway, that didn't happen. So today, actually, we're not in session. Today is the funeral of Senator John Enzi, recently retired, former chairman of the Budget Committee. I served with him for 2 years, and he died in a tragic cycling accident in Wyoming last week. And so many of my colleagues took a jet from here to there today, and I'm still here in Washington. And we'll resume voting tomorrow, Scott, I suspect, although there's a hold, and again, unless somebody wants to know the details of what that means, but there's a hold on proceeding to these amendments, which may result in another extra 30 hours. I don't think it'll change the outcome, but every senator has the right to hold things and to hold up the floor until they're either satisfied or they've made their point, or at the very least they've had a vote that they are requesting. And that's what gives senators so much, an individual senator so much power, the ability to slow things down and obstruct. And that's why we're the most deliberative body, I guess, in the world. So that said, we'll resume voting, I think, tomorrow. Maybe we'll finish up tomorrow night late, might spill into Sunday morning, could go as late as Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening.
You are hearing, I'm sure, from folks who have seen, Josh Hawley or a couple of the Republican critics of this bill, and Tucker Carlson's been talking about this as well, with a couple of points I want to talk about before we get to these calls. And we have Kevin and Bob and Nate stacked up first. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Lots of text. But one is, one of the things we learned last week is that this particular piece of infrastructure is paid for. Your terms, paid for, meaning it's not additional taxes, it's not new taxes. It's coming out of, COVID money that hasn't been spent, and it is also from the Highway Trust Fund. The score, if you will, the price tag put on it by CBO didn't reflect that. Why?
Actually, it reflected exactly what we expected it to reflect, and that is the CBO scores. So scores means puts a price tag on it. Their score of the entire bill showed that it actually cost $30 billion less than anticipated, but that the revenue that they score, it's important this is real wonky, weird swamp stuff, but what they score and what they can't score both contribute to the revenue. So you just made a couple of interesting points. You referenced unused COVID relief money. In other words, there's like $53 billion, something like that, of unused unemployment insurance benefits that are coming back to the federal government from states. The CBO does not score that. That's already been appropriated. So, but it's also not new spent. It's also not new money. In other words, it's already appropriated. It's out the door, but you can't count it as a quote score. But it is real money that does mean that it's paid for. And so when we use that money, there's another like $206 billion or something like that of different pots of COVID relief. And I might have that number off a little bit, maybe. But what I'm saying is that there are estimates that CBO offers. And yes, that's real money. Yes, it's been appropriated. And no, you're never getting it back. So rather than wasting it, we are using it to cover the price tag of the $550 billion in new funding. And actually, $515 is really like $519 billion now, not $550. It started out at $579 billion. So actually, the price is coming down. The deficit is pretty well covered in it. But in addition to that, Scott, and I think this is really an important point, let's just for a minute. Say that we're going to argue that, no, it's not completely paid for. According to CBO, it's $228 billion short over 5 years. So let's round that to $25 billion a year that it's short. Again, not using COVID relief funds or anything like that. There's a really important economic analysis that came out of Penn Wharton. Penn Wharton's a very reliable, mainstream analytics group. Their conclusion is that even if it was 100% borrowed money, it actually pays for itself in economic activity over the course of the decades. And that's the argument I've always made, that we, from the very beginning, the CARES Act should have been an infrastructure bill. You don't pay people to not work, you pay people to work. You don't pay out money just for the sake of paying out money that has no productive use, but rather you build the things with it that have an asset at the end and keep the economy going. So there are plenty of ways that this is more than covered, both by revenue and, of course, by economic activity.
One of your colleagues, a Republican from Indiana, Senator Braun, said the CBO score of the bill, the pay-fors in this package are either phony or insufficient, and this bill is full of K Street carve-outs, kickbacks, and pork. Republicans must not support the swamp's bloated debt bomb parading as an infrastructure deal. Is he talking about the one you're supporting, or is he talking about the Schumer-Pelosi-Biden $3.5 trillion?
I think Mike's talking about the one I'm supporting, but he may be conflating the other one, which, by the way, happens a lot. The other one is a Green New Deal bill. They call it human infrastructure. It's $3.5 trillion up front, but it really ends up being about $5.5 trillion according to CBO and other analysts. Because of course, remember, it's spending for 10 years. It's not just spending for this year. And so I think Mike, a lot of people in conflates that. Mike is a wonderful guy. He's a classmate of mine. This is his first time in Congress. He was a CEO before this. So a lot of this, again, a lot of this weird swampy stuff, these institutions that, quote, score, they're really just accountants. So I think I can see why you'd be confused by that. In terms of carve-outs, there are, quote, some carve-outs. I mean, like, for example, North Dakota is going to get minimum $2.1 billion over 5 years to pay for its roads and bridges. North Dakota is going to get $200 million for broadband and other things, and that's just at the minimum. So you can call that a carve out, right? But it is why we collect the trust fund, collect gas taxes, so that and it's why we have a formula that gives 90% of the surface transportation dollars go to states. 10% is used for grants for specific goals of the federal government. They tried to change that formula. We insisted on remaining 90% to the states. Now, you could say, oh, that 90% is a carve-out. Now, there are some other specific projects along the way that are going to be funded, but they're all infrastructure. So is it a carve-out? I suppose you could say it's a carve-out for a K Street entity who represents the gravel industry. because the gravel industry is going to sell a lot of gravel to build roads, or to a contractor in Devil's Lake that's going to get the paving contract for Highway 2. And I'm just making this stuff up, by the way. but it could be something like that. And yes, that contractor is going to make money off of this bill, which is exactly why it's a better than giving it to people to not work. It's giving it to companies who build an infrastructure, who employ people, and that infrastructure actually moves commerce. It moves grain from the farm to the elevator in New Rockford, to the mill in Grand Forks, to the pasta plant in Minneapolis, to the restaurant in New York. It moves the soybeans on, to the grain elevator, and then it gets on a train there and goes to the Pacific Northwest, where it gets on a ship and goes to South Korea. That's what infrastructure is. That's what infrastructure does. Call them carve-outs if you want, but it's a really good economic investment.
All right, your calls for Senator Kramer. I mentioned Kevin is first up here. Kevin for Kevin when we come back at 800-228-0550. You can also call the Beat the Buffalo hotline, and you're in for a MyPillow prize today. 855-200-1776 for that on What's On Your Mind. 550 K Fire the Flag, East and West, and KLTC. Don't go away. Got an oil field truck? Need it cleaned and deep truck wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out and deep truck wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean and deep truck wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
On Your Mind on a Friday with Senator Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall here for the entire hour, brought to you by ndforallenergy.org. Check that all out, ndforallenergy.org. You go look at just basic energy needs, And this idea of that's a good energy, that's a bad energy, that's a tough call. Because we need it all, ladies and gentlemen. And wind energy is North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. So it's also for landowners. $19 million in 2019 paid to landowners. $10.6 million in property taxes. That's right. Just let the market work. Get out of production tax credits, everything else. Make this between a landowner decision and a, you know, county decision, a local decision. 26 counties right now, 1,000 landowners, and nationwide 3,400 employees, all united in wind energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions, your comments, welcome for him. Let's go first to Otter Tail County. Kevin, your question for Kevin.
Yes, go ahead. Sir. This for Mr. Cramer?
It is. Kevin for Kevin. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Cramer, it's my honor to speak to a senator. I'm part of Sioux Nation, and I really appreciate this station. Scott, thank you. Whatever. Only in America can I get on the phone and do this. But the bottom line is we hang on to our faith first and just keep plugging and doing our best at the jobs we're given. And I've tried to get a hold of Michelle Fischbach and the governor out in South Dakota. We are Sioux Nation. We can stand together and we can make a difference. But I appreciate everything all you people are doing, Scott, you, Mike, whatever. Anyway, I don't have any sound advice for anybody. I just listen and I go, okay. So, but I appreciate all the risks you're taking and your career, and I pray for our leaders every day. I pray for the country, and yeah, we just got to go forward. We don't have a choice. Thank you.
Okay, Scott, this is the moment when I say, from here on, all we can do is screw this thing up. I mean, that was so beautiful. Okay, Todd, I know I just made your day. What Kevin just said was so beautiful. And here's what I want Kevin and others to understand. And by the way, this goes for people who are critical, who are neutral, who are just being informed, or, you know, who want to give me advice. And Kevin, if you have some good advice, please let me know, because I'm looking for good advice. But the honor is mine. You know, he's right. Maybe only in America can he do what he's doing. There are a lot of places in America you don't get to do what he's doing. And I can just tell you, I'm really, really blessed to be able to do this every Friday and listen and argue sometimes and get defensive once in a while. But most importantly, Scott and Todd and Kev is inform people about what I think is going on out here and sees going on out here and listening. So. Anyway, thank you, Kevin. You warmed my heart. Thanks for your
prayer. You warmed mine, too, and all of us. I think you did give us some advice, even though you said you didn't have any advice to give. You said,
That's right. Hang on to your faith.
That's right. Hang on to your faith. And how else do we do this? You could really worry yourself into the ground over what Biden and Pelosi and Schumer are trying to do right now, what's happening to this country right now. Kevin has his chief of staff, his deputy chief of staff, and I think a staff lawyer going to Sioux Falls, South Dakota for 3 days next week to soak up every bit of the cyber symposium. He's got on his website an issues tab where you can find an analysis of 64 cases of the election being challenged in court. How do you not worry with some of these things going on? And the only way you can is hang on to your faith. So you might not know it, Kevin, but you gave us great advice. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's exactly it.
We go from a Minnesota listener who, on a bet, couldn't talk to Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar on the radio. I mean, you couldn't. You could probably offer to pay $1 million and not talking to them on the radio. You'd maybe get a private meeting with them, but it'd cost you $1 million, and you wouldn't talk to them on the radio. That's for darn sure. So,
and no one would ever know what was said in that meeting either. Yeah, that's exactly the other problem with that.
And Kevin Flynn would tell you how often he's tried. Anyway, North Dakota, Bob, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Senator. Cramer. It's in regards to the Forestry Service. I would like to know, or we should have an investigation into who's you know, who's actually given the marching orders, because they're not doing anything about trying to remove the fuel for those fires. And it continues to get worse. And I have a little bit of familiarity with California, having done quite a bit of work there once, where we spent $4 million to save three oak trees that one had to be removed so we could put in the nail wall. And so for those three trees, that was designed, civil engineering were Iranian, and most California highway civil engineers are Iranian. But who's given the order? It's getting a little off topic there, but that nail wall, $4 million bucks, saved three oak trees. Two of them were destroyed. So it was $4 million for one oak tree. Now they'll just burn all those forests, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah, you and me both. Like Senator Kramer, your suggestion here?
So Bob raises a really interesting point. You might recall when Donald Trump first got elected and he appointed Ryan Zinke to be the Interior Secretary, and Secretary Zinke went to California and made this point up close and personal in California during some fires. So Bob's question is, you know, who gives these orders? Here's the biggest problem, and I don't know the specific issue he was talking about, but the general issue of forest fires, this is not just somebody giving orders. This is the byproduct. Way back, I don't know, Scott, Todd, you might remember three decades, maybe four decades ago, when the spotted owl, was spotted in Oregon or someplace.
Yeah, don't forget the minnow in California that was more important than agriculture. Yeah.
Right, so all those kinds of things. And so we basically did something so horrible. And by the way, there are Democrats in these states, Ron Wyden from Oregon being one, that shares some of your concern. He may not share it to the degree, but they know that the lack of management of these forests, which is the direct result of the lack of a timber industry in these forests, has done a number of things. One, it has added a lot of kindling and fuel to the floor of the forest. Secondly, it has destroyed an economy that was, the lumber industry in America was once very robust. Now we're largely dependent on someone else, namely Canada. And we have trade disputes with Canada over these things. We have COVID problems with Canada over these things. And then on top of all of that, so we kill our economy, we make ourselves dependent on another country's economy, and we add fuel to the fire. Now, you can argue what starts the fires, what role does climate change have in, and all those things, but you cannot argue that there's a whole bunch of really dry fuel in our forests across the Great West, and that is creating these massive fires. And furthermore, and maybe this is what Bob was getting at, they don't have the roads out there like they used to have that the timber industry created that became natural breaks for the spread of forest fires. I'm not a forest fire expert, but Bob, you've gotten me as fired up as you are, so thank you.
Yeah, and I think sunlight on the idiocy of the Biden administration on these points is very important, so that's where the Republicans have at least a voice. PetroServe USA says, come on in for a personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread today, $5.99. Gotta love it. More coming.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting the U.S. economy added 943,000 jobs in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.4%. This is good news for the most part, but economist Steve Moore on Fox News has some things we need to watch out for.
I do worry about whether this the government reaction to the Delta variant is going to shut things down again. I hope I'm wrong about that, but we are seeing, you know, delays now in school openings and more restrictions on stores. And the other thing is, I'm a little bit more worried about inflation. I do see it, and I think it's getting worse, not better. And even though we got really good wage data, the inflation rate is running ahead of the higher wages, which means people's real purchasing power is declining.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friends. We are USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh, no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
I have two suggestions for bumper music here, Todd. One of them is Blake Shelton, Happy Anywhere. Is that worth playing? We only have one bumper left in the program. So I'll put that one in the hopper. I had another one here. I can't find it right now. 800-228-0550. Nate Fargo, Mark Beulah on the program. And I'm getting a lot of texts about what they're calling a mileage tax that is snuck into the bill. And I've also heard about a tracker of some kind that has people saying, okay, if this bill passes, they can track where I'm going, when I'm going, all of that. So I don't know if these are related, the mileage tax. I'll read you this exact question so I don't paraphrase here. It says... man, these are coming in so fast I can't keep track of them here. The current infrastructure bill also includes Equality Act language, defines the terms gender identity. Please ask Kevin about the tracking of vehicles and the tax you will be charged for the miles you drive. We already have fuel taxes. So a lot there, but if a summary if you could.
Well, first of all, let me start with the last point first by making a very simple point. We have fuel taxes, but electric car drivers don't. And so what they're talking about is I think, and by the way, I do think the two that you mentioned are related, vehicle miles tax, or VMT it's called, and tracking. I've got news for you. Anybody that has a relatively new vehicle and has, GPS on it and use it to find your destination, that vehicle tracks. I mean, when you go into the shop for repairs, one of the things that the mechanic gets to do is know exactly what went wrong and can pretty much tell you where it went wrong. All of that's not new. What's new in the bill is we provided a voluntary pilot program opportunity so that we can get a sense from people if they're willing to share it with us. How many miles they're driving in a particular area, and it's all centered around being able to eventually get to a point where instead of, where you have electric vehicles that don't pay any fuel tax, they use the highways, if you have electric buses, electric trucks, and by the way, a lot of what you're seeing in the short-term future for electric vehicles and hydrogen vehicles and natural gas vehicles, especially natural gas, are fleet vehicles. They're trucking companies. And if you have a motor that runs on something other than something that you get out of a pump at a gas station, you're probably not paying to use the roads. So that means those of us who do drive a fuel vehicle, especially diesel or gasoline, you're paying the toll for everybody. It'd be nice to be able to smooth all that out, make sure everybody's paying their fair share. It's just a pilot. I've always been a proponent of finding a way to make sure all of the users of the highway pay for the highway rather than just the people that use liquid fuels. And by the way, that's a declining number, the people who use liquid fuels. And as cars become more efficient, you're using less and less. So that's what that's all about. It's not mandatory. It's just the opportunity for people to participate in a pilot to help us get better informed in case we do something in the future.
What would be, I don't get the connection between an infrastructure bill and Equality Act language, and terms like sexual orientation and gender identity. Yeah. Is that buried in here somewhere?
Well, the word buried is also another clever one. There's, you know, there's liberal food salad and there's conservative food salad. So, there is one place in the bill out of the 2,702 pages. You ought to see it sometime. It's kind of unbelievable. But anyway, it's a big pile of paper, wide margins, fortunately. But it's the gender identification is defined in one of the programs. I think it's the broadband piece. It's a discrimination clause. It's in lots of legislation, by the way. It's not just in this. It didn't even start out in this. So basically what it says, you can't discriminate. You know, the internet can't discriminate, or broadband, whatever it is, can't discriminate against, you know, all the normal classes of people. It has nothing to do with, as you know, it doesn't discriminate. The internet doesn't discriminate. Roads don't discriminate. There aren't certain people that aren't allowed to drive on the highway because they identify a certain way. But the left loves that language. And so, yes, there's one definition of gender identity in the bill. And that's what's allowed people who, by the way, Scott, anybody that wants to vote no, it's easy. No is the easiest vote in this town. I've watched lots of people build robust, media careers voting no and explaining it. But at the end of the day, you need roads, you need bridges, you need internet, you need water ports, you need railroads, you need airports, and without public investment, you don't get it. So if they want to name gender identity as one of the things not to discriminate against on the internet, I don't have a big problem with that, and I'd rather do that than not have roads and bridges.
All right, we're going to go back to the calls and some more text here in a moment, but let's get Nate, Mark, and Clint in here. Nate, your question for Senator Kramer is what?
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, Senator. I have 1 minute, and I'll try to get this in there quick. Gender identity, we find that out the day that we're born from the doctor. And North Dakota ranks first in nationwide highway performance costs, but it does say that we rank like 43rd in bridges, and I think that's a big thing we need to take care of in North Dakota, and I appreciate you trying to get some money out there for our bridges. Geopolitical, Iran, Benny Gates, the Israeli defense minister, tells foreign ambassadors that Iran is 10 weeks away from producing fissile material to develop a nuclear bomb. Wondering what Congress is going to do about that. And the second thing is, in Minneapolis, a Fox report came out today that billionaire George Soros is funding an initiative to dismantle and replace the Minneapolis Police Department. And he's doing that through a group called the Open Society Police Center, an advocate nonprofit for the Soros Network. What are we going to do about these people that are trying to destroy America? Are we going to go after them legally? And I'll end with that.
Well, and the last question, if they do something illegal. You know, George Soros is a billionaire, uses his own money in lots of ways. This investment in this charity to defund the police, to tear down the security of business and whatnot, that's George Soros's goal. We need to keep a very close eye on it. We need to watch it carefully, make sure there's transparency, oppose it at every turn. Hope like heck he's not successful at it. So You know it because it's because it is a publicly disclosed contribution, and this organization is a publicly disclosed bad actor. So we need to always push against it and hope that the people of Minneapolis and Minnesota can get their act together and elect some.
Before you get to Iran, I got to inject on Nate's question before you do the Iran thing, because we've seen this movie before with Soros. Ferguson, Missouri was the same thing, and there's all kinds of illegal activity that happened by it, so it should be traced back. I'd say the same thing about DAPL. I would take to my grave the idea that there was Soros money surging through the quote-unquote protesters and paying people to be bailed out and paying. I mean, my favorite story of many is the fact that, protesters that didn't look like they had 2 cents to rub together were actually in restaurants on their way to Bismarck and Mandan and the DAPL protest site, keeping their receipts at the counter at some small town cafe. That's happened never, right? So they're being reimbursed by somebody, and there was illegal activity that happened there. So this sounds like RICO to me more than it is,
And therein lies the legal opportunity, Scott. You're exactly right, particularly when it disrupts legal commerce. Police and defunding the police, that you might argue that that's a government function. I want to get to Iran because I think that's, of all the issues Nate brought up, and by the way, great job with efficiency, Nate. That was a lot of good stuff, and it's all very problematic. The Iran situation is one that we are keeping a very watchful eye on, but remember, this is another area where the executive branch, this president in particular, sides with Iran on so many things. I mean, he wants to renegotiate the Iran nuclear deal. He's letting them now sell their oil, lifting the sanctions that the Congress had put on them and the previous administration had put on them. He plays footsie with them. He does the same with Russia. He does the same with China. It's outlandish, but that's the consequence of that branch of government. So we continue to keep the pressure on, whether it's through national defense, whether it's through intelligence. It's particularly the Navy, but he makes it a lot harder when he does that. So he builds up their economy, gives them the go-ahead to continue building munitions, not just nuclear, intercontinental ballistic missiles, doing business with Russia to fight a war more effectively, so they become an ally in the Middle East. Putting our economy in danger because they now get to sell
enriching him and his kid
to China
there's that. Do you worry more about the threats from China or Iran? What's the bigger threat?
Well, they're not unrelated. So the threat from China is by far the greatest because China has stated its goals. They're transparent about their goals. They want to become the number one economic superpower. By the latest estimates are by 2008, they will have the number one economy in the world. Obviously, they have several hundred million more people than the United States. There's about a billion more, billion plus more. So, that's their stated goal. They've already started flexing their muscle in space, in the sea, in the air, in terms of military might, obviously. So they're a major problem, both economically and militarily. But at the same time, you've got Russia and Iran and others, but Russia and Iran in particularly colluding. Remember, when Barack Obama signed the Iran nuclear deal, not only did he sanction Iran's nuclear ambitions, albeit delayed to them, but he did sanction them because of the sunset and validated them, but he opened up and allowed them to immediately build up their other military assets, the non-nuclear assets, including intercontinental ballistic missiles, which eventually get to carry a nuclear warhead.
So this is what happens when you let a community organizer negotiate deals.
I'm afraid, unfortunately, now his vice president's negotiating them.
Mark and Beulah, question for Senator Kramer. Go.
Yes, hi. I called in a couple of weeks ago, Senator, and asked you about the Laughlin Air Force Base in Texas. The Biden administration was using it to ship illegal immigrants around.
Right.
And you're on the Senate Armed Services Committee, correct?
Right.
And at the time you said you didn't know anything about it. I was wondering what you found out and what you're going to do about it.
Good question. Go ahead quickly.
Well, I only heard about half of that, but I think he was the one that called previously about an air base in Texas, and that's kind of where I lost him. But what I know
I
about
can
re- it is...
I can, re- I can recap this when we come back, so hang tight. We'll do that after the break. The music started here. Mark, you hang on, too, to get your answer. Clinton Bismarck behind him. And lots of text to get to in our final segment coming up, brought to you today by DAC Diesel. If it's broken and it's diesel, DACDiesel.com today. Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Is that cool or what? Tune into Newsmax every weekday, 3 p.m. Central. Watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Now, Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and the cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your wealth. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax this afternoon. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems, except for Midco. They carry 11 liberal news channels, but won't carry Newsmax. What's up with that? Make sure you let Midco know you can switch. Also, find Newsmax free on streaming systems, Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Watch Newsmax today. Newsmax. It's real news for real people. I watch them on Roku and the app. You should too. Or call Midco today so you can watch it there. There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. You're well taken care of after the sale. A lifetime powertrain warranty free with your Buick, your GMC, and just about all those used vehicles as well. For your next vehicle, log on, shop, click, drive at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
So Mark and Buell had a question related to the Lawton Air Force Base being used for nefarious purposes related to illegal immigrants by the Biden administration. What do we know about that, Senator Kramer?
Here's what we know. They do use Lawton. When I say they, ICE uses Lawton, as do the Border Patrol or border officers. to transport people to other field offices. In other words, remember, ICE is the organization or the agency that does the hearing, sets up the hearing schedules and processes illegal immigrants. And so they do use Lawton Air Force Base to transport illegals or whether they're illegal or not, before we know that, transport them to the various locations around the country for processing. That much we know. There's not a heck of a lot we can do about it on the Armed Services Committee or otherwise. The Commander-in-Chief and the, working with Customs and Border Protection and ICE utilize the logistics network of the United States Air Force. Beyond that, I don't know that there's a lot nefarious about it. I think it's pretty transparent, to be honest.
Got it. Yeah, and we have Mark's information if we find out any more related to that. Like you say, the Commander-in-Chief has a lot of leeway there. Commander-in-Chief also has a leeway to decide how many refugees come in. And we've done some reporting on this to suggest the cap of 60 could go as high as 450. The cap of 60 was for this year, but at the beginning of September, Biden gets his number, and he said, less cities, because we need something within 100 miles of Fargo. So this means Fargo, Grand Forks are going to get as many as 450. What do you do about that?
I saw that report, and that's troubling on a couple of levels. And one is, of course, these are state issues. This is not a federal government issue. This is a state issue. And I was always a little bit uptight about the Lutheran Social Services when they were the refugee resettlement agency, because they had an incentive, a financial incentive, to resettle as many people as they could. And I really believe that that number should be up to the state. I think states ought to make those determinations for themselves. I don't think that should be up to the federal government, and I don't think it should be up to an NGO, a non-governmental organization that, as noble as their efforts might be, has this incentive, this financial incentive, to add volume as opposed to, look out for communities and people.
Two other topics we're getting a lot of questions on that I want to get to, and then we'll get one more call in here. And the first one is related to your Fox and Friends appearance this morning and a piece of legislation that says you can't do vaccine passports or have an ID to do something. Explain that. Your appearance at Fox and Friends was hilarious this morning because you called on New Yorkers to say, isn't it, interesting contrast there with voter ID, right?
Yeah, so it's pretty wild, right? If I didn't want to go to a Manhattan restaurant or go to a gym in the Bronx, I have to show Bill de Blasio my vaccine transport. Something as personal as healthcare information, I have to show the mayor of New York City. But if I'm just some guy off the street and I say, trust me, I am who I say I am, could I please vote for President of the United States? No problem. No need to prove that you are who you say you are. I mean, the irony and the hypocrisy is so rich. So I am introducing legislation that says, hey, if you're going to have a vaccine passport law, then you have to have a voter ID law for federal elections. And by the way, and I didn't say this on Fox and Friends, there's an agency that came out of the Help America Vote Act of 2002 that created a commission that when they have an appropriation, and they have had the last couple of elections, they can provide grants to cities to help people vote. It's really intended to ensure security. You should not be able to get federal tax dollars to help illegal people vote without at least demanding them to prove that they are who they say they are and they have the right to vote. So anyway, It's more of a statement than a bill that'll ever become law, but I think it shines a pretty bright light.
That's a good statement. And they're drunk with power, and it's at least, I think, on conservatives to call them out on that kind of stuff. Texter says, and we get more texts about this, no calls on this today, but the Ashley Babbitt thing is what they're referring to here. Tell Kevin that I'm burning my Kramer Crew t-shirt because of his spending and his comments regarding January 6th. Many constant disappointments, but calling himself grateful for the law enforcement officer shooting Ashley Babbitt was the last straw.
Well, I submit to you that if Ashley Babbitt or somebody else smashed your front door window, climbed over a barrier to get to you, and there was a police officer between you and her, you'd be grateful for that police officer. And I get very concerned, Scotty, when conservatives can rationalize violent behavior as long as it's done by another conservative, but then be outraged when liberals do exactly the same thing. I stand with our police officers. I'm grateful for everyone that looks out for my security and my safety in Bismarck, in airports, in the United States Capitol, and along the way. And I find it very disheartening when a party that was once for the cops decides, but in this circumstance, I'm going to be against the cops. This police officer was found by an investigation by the Department of Justice to have been justified in the shooting. Anybody that watched the video knows that he was justified in the shooting, quite honestly. I think it's really important to stand up for our police officers when they're in the right.
And obviously, Capitol Police protect you every day, so you're going to be grateful for them. I thought the interview got twisted around by national media to suggest you were grateful for that specific officer for taking out Ashley Babbitt when you were really saying
that almost never happens, Scott. That almost never happens.
The media is a big part of this. The COVID mess,
a big part of the problem.
Reporting the infrastructure thing, conflating a $3.5 trillion green bill with a $1.5 trillion bill that 80% of members agree on. Thanks, Senator Cramer. We're going to have you hold tight. We'll do some off the air.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.